It's a sunny but chilly November afternoon on New York's Fifth Avenue, just days before Thanksgiving, and Kathy Forer gives a little shiver as she offers some heartfelt thanks.
I'm grateful for sweaters and scarves and mittens and gloves and hats.
Nearby, a 16-year-old high schooler named Robert says he's looking forward to the traditional meal, and not only for the roast turkey.
It's great to come together as a family and, you know, eat together, because that really rarely ever happens with my family, besides like Christmas, and that's pretty much it.
What is gratitude? Is that a value that you've been taught, or something that, like, when you grow up, you'll have kids and you'll teach them?
Definitely. I mean, community as a whole is, like, I'm grateful for that because I've been with a lot of my friends and family, and they've taught me that it's really important to have people with you. I'm grateful for that, and I hope to pass that on to whoever I can, so everyone can learn how grateful they should be for family and friends. It's nice having people that care about you. It's a big thing in life.
A young woman named Rena expresses similar sentiments and adds that for her, gratitude has also led to compassion for others.
I'm definitely grateful for my family because I know that they will always be there for me, and I know that I like have a place to go and food to eat and clothing, and not many people have that. And that's why I want to like give back, which is why I'm trying to raise money for these children that I teach after school, and I'm trying to get them presents and stuff.
At a nearby street fair, a rural Ulster County, New York resident named Rob, who is selling cups of homemade apple cider to passersby, says he's thankful for his connection to the natural world.
I see so many people walking around with cell phones, and they don't look up at the sky or at the trees or at the ground, and they're just sucked in, and, you know, I don't even own a cell phone.
What is it about the natural world that you're grateful for? What is it that the natural gives you access to that you feel good about?
Just the feelings that it gives me. You know, when you sit next to a stream and you listen to that bubble away, it seems like all your problems, they just kind of like, they're gone, you know? You kind of get into that space, or you hear the wind in the trees, and, you know, you're walking in a snowstorm. Those are all such beautiful things. It goes right to your soul. You know, that's what I'm grateful for.
Like many Americans who have lost their jobs due to America's ailing economy, Nancy has battled with mood swings in 2010. Still, she finds solace in keeping what she calls a gratitude journal, where she jots down all the little things she can be thankful for.
I need a job. I need money. I'm having trouble paying my bills. But I realize that, you know, I have to work on two levels. One is going out and looking for a job or telling everybody I know that I want one, but at the same time, focusing on what I want instead of constantly being focused on what I don't have helps. I was sitting in Nussbaum's up the street having coffee, and I love going over there and just writing and doing things, and I thought I was grateful for that place being there, so I could just sit there and do that. Or for the fact that somebody said something nice that day that I was glad to hear. It's usually stuff that goes right by and you don't even remember at the end of the day, but when you start to write, it starts to come out. It makes me realize that I have more in my life to be happy about than I thought I did.
For his part, Kyle, an art teacher, prefers to cultivate a thankful attitude for whatever life has in store for him.
I'm grateful for every day, man. Every day I'm grateful for. Every moment's just new and exciting. There's always something good, something bigger and better coming my way. So, coming everyone's way.
Some thoughts on gratitude from a sampling of New Yorkers looking forward to Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday. Adam Phillips, VOA News.